Hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Massive Match Day. My name is Matt Goshert. The Massive Match Day is presented by Old North Arcade, located at 2591 North High Street, right in the heart of Old North Columbus. Open most days, 4 to 2:30 in the morning. Saturdays and Sundays, open noon to 2:30. Check it out. It's craft beer, cocktails, classic pinball arcade and video games, and just a whole lot of fun. Old North Arcade, a great place to hang out with your friends. Head into tonight's match in Bridgeview. An odd Thursday night showing, 8:30. Show is going to be on, or the game is going to be on MyTV Columbus and MLS Live. The crew in the basement. The Fire just a bit more in the basement. It's not looking like this is going to be a real barn burner here, folks. Over the season, the crew have 2 more wins than the Fire, 3 more draws. They've also scored 9 more goals than the Fire and conceded a total of 3 less. The crew's last victory last year at Toyota Park was the first time that they'd won in Bridgeview since the 2006 season, and kind of broke that duck. Although, to be fair, the Fire have been truly awful for a while, and the fact that it took this long to win in Chicago was an interesting stat to me. The Fire are on a 3-game skid, have not won in their last 5 games following their loss at Mafre in at the beginning of October. They're now at 235 minutes without scoring a goal. The crew have won 3 of the last 4 games against Chicago, the last 2 games at Crew Stadium, and their first back-to-back wins at home this year, April 16th and 23rd. It's really, there's not a whole lot to say about this one. I mean, the crew definitely have improved a bit in form. Looking at their playoff chances right now, there is a 0.5% chance that the crew could make the playoffs. There's even a 0.5% chance. There's even a statistical possibility that the crew could finish as high as 4th place. But right now, the probabilities are showing that the crew will finish the season in 8th place. The Fire completely out. Have no possible way to finish any higher than 8th mathematically. And that basically sums up the East. Orlando, by the way, also eliminated from playoff contention this week. So the crew are going to need a lot of help from a lot of teams that are playing a lot better than them just to get a chance, just to get a sniff at the playoffs. Like I've said a couple of times on the podcast, and Alex is my staunch opponent in this. I'm pretty sure this season's done. I mean, I've been feeling that way for a while. I'm going out to the pub tonight to watch the game, but possibly a little more excited about the Jackets season opener. We're going to do another one of these, probably with a full panel, maybe this weekend. We're going to recap the game against Bridgeview and then look forward to the next game. We got a couple real quick here in succession. They're going to be taking on the Chicago Fire tonight, obviously, and then going straight to New York after that to take on Red Bull at Red Bull Arena. One more after that will be the following Sunday, and then we'll put a fork in this season. So we'll be talking a little bit more on this weekend. We'll figure out when that podcast drops for you. But once again, big thanks to our sponsors, Old North Arcade. Please go check them out. I was actually hanging out there last night drinking some Dogfish Head 120 Minute. And that's it's a little bit difficult to play NBA Jam after about your second 120 Minute. So yeah, it's a fun place to go, and you should definitely check it out. Thanks so much for listening. This has been another edition of Massive Match Day.